Dear friends, let it not be said, as it is said by conservatives, there are things which are inherently wrong. Christians say this to control you. Nothing is wrong that is not illegal, and if it is not illegal, it is not wrong. Let no one condemn you outside the law. The law permits all things not specifically forbidden, that is the law. The law is not about exclusion. Democracy is a source of law, and democracy is the voice of freedom. The fight for democracy is the fight for freedom under the law. The law silences all voices calling for exclusion and division. If we agree, under the law, we are stronger. In unity there is power. What right has anyone to limit freedom with accusation and innuendo? The promise of democracy is the promise of liberty, and liberty is under the law. The right wants to exclude and constrain and limit and imprison anyone who does not think as they think. If conservatives do not like someone's dress, or their language or habits, they make them into social outcasts. Must we be punished for being ourselves? What is so frightening about diversity? Who is so base they do not wish to be free? If you love freedom, then let there be law that promises freedom. Embrace those who defend democracy. Vote for those who embrace progressive regulations. You have an opinion. I have an opinion. Everyone has an opinion. If your opinion differs from mine, and if you have a problem with my opinion or I have a problem with your views, we are different. Being different is not a crime. We can live without making one of us making the other into a criminal. We can live and let live under the law. When there are differences of opinion, embrace the diversity. Diversity is democracy. The majority decides which party wins, but the law ought never to reduce diversity of opinion. Laws tell us what is right and what is wrong in an environment of freedom. No one is free to break the law, because the law is created to protect the freedom of all. The state has the right to make and enforce the law, because the state represents the will of the people. As members of a nation, we are subjects of the state, meaning we are subject to the laws of the state. The will of the people cannot always be determined precisely. Representative government is authorized to act in the best interest of all persons. This may even entail doing that which people may rail against, not understanding fully what is in their best interest. Or the people may have been unduly influenced by nefarious elements. It is the duty of the elected representative to do what is best, regardless of the reaction of malcontents. This responsibility of the state includes enforcement of all provisions and regulations enacted by Parliament. The state, in fulfilling its duties and responsibilities, will, from time to time, be forced to go against public opinion and even national sentiment, but the larger picture must always be kept in mind. Fear must not be permitted to stop us from going forward. An individual or a class of persons may need, from time to time, to be tasked with special duties or responsibilities. The rich may need to be taxed at a higher rate than the poor, and those with much may be required to take up a larger share of the burden for the good of all. It is mankind that represents the true democratic majority. This is why some classes and groups of persons are called upon to give back a portion of what they were gifted. Christians, who are mostly white, have long enjoyed the benefits of their race and religion. Their gains have come at the expense of many others who were held back. If whites are asked to give back a portion of what they took, ought they to be surprised? Many of the institutions whites created contributed to the advantage whites have over other races. It is time to equalize these advantages so that the majority can catch up. Capitalism and Christianity have benefited whites preferentially. White Christians have no special rights to these institutions, nor must their claim on what these systems generated be respected indefinitely. Whites need to make room at the table for others. Systemic oppression is a real thing. The systems of whites have, through violence, slavery, and colonialism, been spread throughout the world. White people have claimed lands and privilege that belong to others. Indigenous peoples, along with their languages, cultures, mores, and traditions, have been laid waste by white colonial practices. The history, language, and culture of whites has of no greater merit or virtue than the culture and language of Andamanese or Melanese or any other culture or language group. It's only the guns and diseases of white settlers that force native cultures into a historic backwater. Without the oppression of white languages and culture, who knows what flowering of native ways might have taken place? The time of white domination of other races is past. Time for other voices to be heard and other languages and ideas to be brought forward. The people of the earth must strive towards mutual respect and tolerance as we build the global village. The earth does not exist for one group to rape and pillage and despoil for private gain. The voice of all peoples must be heard. Earth is a community composed of all people born and yet to be born. Individual rights must take a back seat to the needs of the many. We cannot let selfishness of a few powerful groups ruin the world for everyone else. The people of today do not have a preeminent claim to the earth because they are alive today. The generations of yesterday did not live solely for the people of today, the people of tomorrow have rights also. The democracies must join together today to seek global solutions to global problems. The nation is but one voice among many. All the nations of the earth must be given a voice at the table. The United Nations has been a strong voice of reason among the cabal voicing national self-interest. The voice of reason and inclusion was not always heard in the cacophony of exclusion and xenophobia. The nations that have benefited historically from the systemic inequities attached to race and hemisphere are called upon to open their economies as well as their hearts to the needs of those who found themselves in less favored parts of the planet. All persons are entitled to the necessities of life. What right have some people to several homes while others live on the streets? What right have some to caviar and 2-inch steaks while others cannot afford bread? Some have water to keep green manicured lawns and ornamental trees, whilst others have dirty water to drink? If we cannot get clean water and food to the needy, the world needs to move the needy to where water, food, and shelter is available. Borders must not serve as a barrier to rights. Nations do not take priority over humanity. What makes those on one side of an invisible line more deserving than those on the other side? Democracy gives the world rulers who work on the behalf of all humanity. The nation belongs to you, the people, through your representatives. But these elected representatives have obligations to the race of all persons. We are all part of the human race. The security of one nation cannot be guaranteed whilst basic rights are ignored in so many other places. We all have the same needs, we are all human. Human rights cannot be denied those who did not vote or voted for some other party or policy in some other state. Your government represents you and your nation. But the nation is a minority in the global village and just one small voice. Even if the future requires a suspension of the right to vote for some, it will give those with no voice a chance to be heard. The law must not permit the privilege of those in one nation to suspend the rights of other peoples in other nations. Civil rights are not meant to be a barrier to equality under the law. The law must apply to all and not just to some, or to some more than to others. Democracy is the voice of the global village. Democracy is not an excuse or justification for nationalism. Humanity finds its voice through democracy. Democracy is the promise of the same law for all persons in all places. The focus of the law must be the equality of all persons under the law. The law is the promise of equality, fraternity, and justice for all. Under the law, no one is above the law. All persons are in the law and under the law, and no one is outside of the law, other than outlaws. Those who live in the law are treated justly by the law. Those who live outside the law experience the full weight of the law. The only bad law is the law that excludes some and favors others, or which does not apply to all persons everywhere equally. The same law everywhere is the promise of democracy. The law defines the majority, and the law defines the minority. Those in the law are blessed by the law, as those outside of the law are punished by the law. The majority are those under the same law living as equals as given by the law. Each person under the law is given an identity by the law. It is by this legal identity that makes us legal subjects of the state. Those outside of the law are ineligible for the rights and privileges given under the law to subjects of the law. If anyone is breaking the law or threatening the peace of the state, he is outside of the law and is to be reported by those who live within the law. As subject of the law, you are required by law to report all infractions to the proper authorities. To delay is an infringement of the criminal code and subject to punishment. Threats to public safety includes talking against an elected representative, the government, or the laws put in place for the people's safety, security, and well-being. Being against the law is to oppose democracy and humanity. Government does not exist to implement party politics or partisan-based policies. The state exists for the good of humanity. The role of the state is not to promote one group at the expense of many, but to guide the people into a single global unity. Impulses that take us backwards and points to past glories of a parochial few are to be discarded. Mankind must move forward towards a future that is open equally to all of us, whether black, yellow, brown, red, or white. But the right, with its colonial past, its racist and xenophobic inclinations, its misogyny and Christian elitism, must not be allowed to hold us hostage by constant reiterations about traditions and ancient customs. Time to move forward as a world united. Tomorrow belongs to the world. The future is progressive. Global interests above national interests. Human rights over property and historic rights. The future before the past. Today, mankind steps on the broadest and most inclusive journey to the future. No one is to be excluded in the new world, no one is to be left behind. Peace and brotherhood for all. Let freedom reign.